Ukraine security issue.
April 24th marked exactly 2 months of Russia's war aimed at destroying Ukraine as a state. However, the Ukrainians are heroically defending their land, and even in these hard times they celebrated Easter. The Holy Fire was duly delivered to Ukraine. Traditionally it is delivered from the Church of the Holy Sepulchre on Jerusalem by plane, but this time Ukrainians brought it by land. The northwestern Volyn region was the first to welcome the Holy Fire. Patrol police then escorted it further to churches across the country. On the eve of Easter, Russia launched massive missile strikes on Ukrainian cities. One of the several cruise missiles launched from the Caspian Sea hit an apartment block in Odessa, killing 8 civilians and injuring 18. Other missiles destroyed and damaged several civilian infrastructure facilities. 3 of the victims were members of one family, a 3-month-old girl, her mother and her grandmother. Their neighbor Vita sustained facial burns but said she was happy to escape from the burning house. The windows were smashed and we realized the house was hit. Then the poisonous smoke spread and we knew we had to run downstairs as soon as possible. On the lower floors, the smoke was so thick and caustic that we thought we would suffocate. We had to run downstairs, keeping our floors blown out by the shockwave and other hurdles. Finally, we got out. We had burns, said Vita. Another neighbor, Katerina, said that her mother had just evacuated from Mariupol and thought she was safe in Odessa, but the Russian world caught her again. My mother came from Mariupol. She was evacuated by bus to Zaporizhia and then she got here, but she got caught up again. The guys took her out of the house and the ambulance gave her first aid. Now she's fine, said Katerina. As a result of Russian missile strike on residential areas and civilian infrastructure in the Dnipropetrovsk region, 1 civilian was killed, apartment blocks and private houses were destroyed and rail tracks were damaged. 2 children were killed in the Donetsk region when a Russian shell struck a private house, according to Pavlo Kirilenko, head of the Donetsk region military administration. In the neighboring Zaporizhia region, Russian troops have intensified strikes on residential areas, power stations, bridges and other civilian infrastructure using their entire arsenal. Aircraft, tanks, multiple launch rocket systems, artillery, mortars and heavy machine guns. They also continue to block the evacuation of civilians from occupied villages and towns. Moreover, they forcefully mobilize local civilian men into the Russian army and force local medics to treat wounded Russian soldiers. Meanwhile, the general staff of the Ukrainian armed forces reported the deployment of Russian Iskander long-range tactical missile complexes in the Belgorod Oblast, 60 kilometers from the Ukrainian border. The Azovstal steel plant, the last stronghold of the Ukrainian defenders of Mariupol, remains under incessant fire, while Russian troops continue to attack the premises from all sides. There are about 1,000 civilians hiding in basements of the plant. On April 24th, when Ukrainian and Russian Orthodox believers celebrated Easter, Sviatoslav Palamar, deputy commander of the Azov regiment, managed to send a video message from the encircled plant.
Сьогодні великий день. І навіть попри це ворог продовжує скидати авіаційні бомби. Гатить корабельна артилерія.
Today is a great holiday, but the enemy continues to drop bombs, sea and ground-based artillery and tanks continue to shell us, and infantry continue to storm us. I want everyone, wherever they are, on the front line, at home, or where they have resettled, to think about values. I think on the 60th days of this war, everyone understands that material values are worth nothing, in comparison with being able to hug their children, talking to their near and dear ones, and enjoying silence. On this great day, I'm calling on the whole civilized world to do everything possible, so that the soldiers who have accomplished an incredible feat of arms in the abandoned city are able to tell about it all to their families and visit the graves of their brothers in arms, said Sviatoslav Palamar, deputy commander of the Azov regiment. The New York Times writes that Russia's war against Ukraine has generated a new word, Russism, which is now one of the most widely used by Ukrainians to denote Russian atrocities. The word is also in the vocabulary of Ukrainian official and public media.